How much money have you spent on video or internet gaming? Hey, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Americans spent a new record for gaming in 2020, $57 billion, much higher than what was spent in 2019. I can't help but question the time and money that could be spent in legacy-building activities, things our forefathers valued, things that develop skills necessary to serve others. Just how intentional are Christian families in stewarding their time, let alone the money God has entrusted to them? Why aren't we ignoring the harm of excessive gaming? Gaming addiction is damaging and well-documented. Besides the effect on academics, addicted gamers isolate themselves, leading to higher suicide rates. A Harvard report on the physical damage of gaming includes carpal tunnel syndrome, gamer's thumb, obesity, vision issues leading to headaches and poor concentration. It's associated with psychological problems including gaming preoccupation, loss of relationship, educational or career opportunities. For many, it's an escape from anxiety, guilt, and a failure to control. Carmel Richardson at the American Conservative says, "The question of how to reel in gaming's damaging effects is one we should be asking. China saw the danger and enacted a law limiting gaming for youth. Now, I recommend a better solution. Find something that you're passionate about, that you truly enjoy doing, and also adds value to your life. Many times, a worthwhile hobby or pastime can turn into a career. Using your time wisely is good stewardship, because we can never get back what we waste of it." Now, if you've been helped by Crown or this radio station, can I ask you to begin supporting us both? If you already do, thank you for your generosity. You can begin giving today at crown.org. That's crown.org.